News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A final vote on extending government spending has failed to pass the US Senate, propelling the country towards a federal shutdown in the next few hours. Democrats refused to back a Republican bill on a short extension of funding, saying it didn't address their concerns about cuts to healthcare programs. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune blamed the Democratic senators for the impasse, saying that he remained hopeful that enough would switch their votes in future to bring the shutdown to an end.
We need 8 total. It'd be nice to have a lot more than that. But until there's sort of that critical mass of people who don't want to condone the hostage taking that their leadership has endorsed and deployed, we probably really aren't going to be ready to have a conversation. But hopefully that'll happen. This is unnecessary, avoidable, and just so uncalled for.
President Trump has summoned U.S. admirals and generals from home and abroad to tell them that the military should use American cities as a training ground to combat an invasion from what he called the enemy within. He told his stony-faced audience that Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and New York were very unsafe. Will Grant reports.
It is unprecedented for the US Secretary of Defense and the President to recall hundreds of senior military figures from their stations around the world for a collective address. In the end, the top brass listened largely silently as President Trump spoke at length about enemies, foreign and domestic, signaling he'll continue his controversial policy of using the military for law enforcement. His comments follow an announcement over the weekend that troops would be deployed to Portland in Oregon, although the state has lodged a legal challenge to try to prevent the deployment from going ahead.
The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution approving a much larger international security force to combat gang violence in Haiti. Our Global Affairs reporter Ambarasa Nethiarajan reports.
The new international security mission in Haiti will be renamed the Gang Suppression Force and given the power to detain suspected gang members. Around 1,000 police officers, mostly from Kenya, have been deployed in Haiti for the past 15 months to support the overwhelmed Haitian force in the fight against gang violence, but have failed to restore calm. The new force will rely on voluntary contributions of personnel and funding. Washington co-sponsored the move to increase numbers with Panama.
Youth demonstrations in Morocco have been spreading to more cities on their fourth day, in some cases escalating into violent clashes with security forces. There are reports from southern and eastern regions of protesters hurling stones and of a police vehicle running over a demonstrator engaged in a peaceful sit-in. World News from the BBC. Rescuers say at least 19 people have been killed after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit the central Philippines late on Tuesday. Buildings on the island of Cebu were damaged, power lines brought down and roads cut. There was panic in the Indonesian town of Sidoarjo following a separate magnitude 6 earthquake off the coast of Java. Scientists in the United States have, for the first time, made early-stage human embryos by manipulating DNA taken from human skin cells and fertilizing it with sperm. The technique could one day be used to help people overcome infertility. Professor Shukrat Methalipov is the study's senior author.
Now we can have genetic material from skin cell for reproduction. And while we would do that, because many forms of infertility, particularly women, are due to lack of their own eggs, either it's due to disease, but most frequently it's due to age. So this would help this woman to have genetically related child and produce the embryo using just skin cells.
A Rohingya refugee who fled violence in Myanmar along with hundreds of thousands of others in 2017 has described endless violence at the hands of both the military and militant groups. Addressing a special UN conference on Rohingya, Mung Salyadalo held a photograph of dead women and children, saying that he had been targeted by a militant group fighting Myanmar's army in Rakhine State in August. Donald Trump says a deal between his administration and Harvard University is being finalised. He said it would involve Harvard paying $500 million towards trade schools and AI education, with no comment yet from the prestigious university. Earlier this month, the judge ruled in favour of restoring $2 billion in federal funding to Harvard after President Trump moved to freeze the money over pro-Palestinian protests.